Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, it's the 98.5 KTK Morning Show recap for Friday, May the 7th be with you. Wait, no, that doesn't work.
I don't think that works like that. But I can tell you this morning, we're going to spend a lot of time in your kitchen.
Yeah. We're going to tell you a couple of things. First off, let's start about the countertops because, you know, a lot of people are doing the renovations. And for many years, for almost a couple of decades at least, granite was the go-to stone for countertops. Well, move
very
over.
Very expensive, by the way. Oh, that's what we did here. And you got to really shop around for granite, that's for sure.
Yes, it is pricey. And it has also led to a new leader in the countertop war, and that's quartz. For the third year in a row, quartz is the most popular material used on countertop grades. It's a little bit different than granite, which is actually little sheets of actual rock.
Yeah, they're actually honing it right out of the ground. The way the quartz is working, they'll take up like quartz chips. It's almost like pasteboard.
Yes,
or the way,
confetti.
You know, the way some, exactly, confetti. They put all these minerals together, they kind of glue them together, and it looks great. It's very solid, and you don't have to seal it like granite either.
Yes, and that's one of the beauty things about it, that with granite, you always have to seal it. There's certain things you can't put on it because you'll ruin it. This is a little bit more durable. In fact, it takes just mild soap or an all-purpose cleaner to kind of clean them. But you probably want to do a couple of things before you go, because if you go looking for quartz, you're going to have a multitude of manufacturers and a multitude of different shades and thicknesses and what have you. So whenever you decide you want to do, go ahead and ask for samples and then bring them home and then really kind of do your own test on them. Take coffee and spill it on the tile. Perhaps
I recommend red wine for a test too, by the way.
Red wine works, even like putting some spaghetti sauce or something like that. Let that sit overnight and then see how easy it is to clean the next day. You might be surprised. Okay. They also talk about for the cost of them, generally it's cheaper than granite. The installation's a little bit cheaper unless you're talking about the cheapest granite versus the highest quartz. But you're looking at it's anywhere from $70 to $100 per square foot for a quartz installation, anywhere from $60 to $270 for granite.
All right, now we got the granite countertops, we got the quartz countertops. Let's fry some eggs. What do you say?
Yeah, this one, I am going to try this one here. All you need to do to kind of change up your fried egg game is to add a little bit of heavy cream.
And all I have to do is go to my cardiologist, get a prescription for heavy cream, and I'm with you, buddy.
Well, they say this is more of a method than a recipe.
And I have never heard of this before. This is fascinating, and it's not poaching in it. You're actually going to get a fried egg out of it.
Yes, and so keep in mind, let me backtrack, this makes a lot more sense. So when you are getting ready to cook an egg, generally what do? You spray the pan with some oil, or perhaps you put a tablespoon.
A little butter in there.
Put some butter. Yeah. Keep in mind that why you put the butter in there, it's the fat that's going to kind of melt and adds a little bit of flavor. Now let's talk about heavy cream, which has a lot of fat in it as well. So that's kind of what you're doing. You're adding a little bit more fat and some of the proteins that are in there. And then as the water kind of bakes off from the heavy cream, you're actually going to get some caramelization. And we all know.
You put this in a cold pan as opposed to when you try to fry an egg, you want to make sure the pan is hot so it'll melt the butter. You start out with putting the cream in there and then putting the eggs on top of it and then turn on the burner.
Yes. And you want to do it kind of on a low to medium heat because, again, you're wanting that water to evaporate so you get that caramelization. And then
this sounds good. When you said caramelization, too, boy, this starts.
Yeah.
This could be really, really good. Mom, stand by.
Yeah, we'll give that. Do a test run before Mother's Day. And then if it works, then try it again for Mom. We found out a little bit more about your laundry in particular. You know, if you get clothes that are kind of crinkly or Perhaps there's a smell that doesn't quite come out or stain that doesn't come out. We usually fault the laundry detergent or perhaps the fabric softener. But come to find out, a lot of these problems is because of the water that your washing machine is using.
And we have really hard water here in the heart of Florida. We sit on limestone karst, which is one of the reasons why we have the largest aquifer in the whole world underneath us. We're sitting on a bunch of water. But the problem is the calcium carbonate comes up with the lime, and it can ruin your coffee makers. It can ruin your water heaters.
It can ruin the washing
machine.
Water.
Yeah, and even your fabrics can become crunchy feeling. You know?
Yes, and so there's some tips that you can do to kind of work with what we have in this water department. They say, first off, start with a high-quality detergent. And the reason why is the higher-quality detergents are going to have the lower pH. The higher pH is more harsh. It does clean, but it also is going to kind of make your, you know, it's just not good for the fabric. So look for a lower pH detergent.
How about liquids or powders? What's better?
They say the liquid is the better way to go in this one as well. They also say using a little bit warmer water, not hot, but maybe the warm water setting, because that'll help the detergents work a little bit better. And then they say if you don't, you'll see some sort of improvements, but if you really want to go all out, you need to soften the water. There's three ways that you can do that. You can do a whole home water softening system. Some of them use salt, some of them don't. Or if you just want to do the line that goes into the washing machine, you can do an inline water filtration. That'll cost you about $50. Right. Or an inline water deionization system, which is about $200. Both you can buy them online and install them yourself.
Yeah, we've had, ever since the mid-90s, we've always had water softeners, water control systems. You know, because when we had our water tested on a scale of 1 to 15, we were like a 10 in a hardness scale. After we had the water softener put in, it was less than 1, and boy, it really makes a big difference, even in the taste of the water.
Yeah, well, yeah, you use less soap and detergent and everything because it doesn't, it foams because of
the softness. Out of the laundry room.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Back into the kitchen for Mother's Day. We're going to turn your kitchen into a 4-star Michelin restaurant.
Yeah, you know, you think about this, that mom really, let's be honest, mom wants time to herself. She really does. And it really is traditional and makes a great memory. And it's something we do owe mom is let's wait on her hand and foot and let's have the kids involved as well. Generally involves making some sort of a meal prep, okay?
All right, we got to start out with a menu. Let's do a menu. We got to get the kids involved with this.
Yeah,
too,
so bring the kids in and ask them, what do you think we should have for a menu? They can have them make the menu themselves, like either a chalkboard or even a piece of paper.
Right.
If they're too small and they can draw or color, have them do it. But have them participate. That's the whole thing. And then what you want to do is have each kid in charge of a different portion of the meal. So maybe one is pouring the orange juice. Maybe one's turning the stove on. Maybe one's carrying the food up to mom in bed. That's what you want to do. And then you want to take it even a step further is figure out if you have multiple kids, which one is going to play their part, either the chef or the hostess or perhaps the waiter.
Yeah, and dress the part, too. Put the chef in an apron, and maybe the host dresses up a little bit, and maybe put a little towel, you know, a little napkin over the arm there, just like you see in a restaurant.
Yeah, exactly. And then, you know, give mom her her breakfast, and then, you know, kind of treat her as a real customer at the end of the meal. Just say that your meal's basically been comped.
Right.
The food's on the house today. That's a great memory. That's one of those things that you can't buy
really
with
good.
Money.
Yeah, take some pictures and put on some background music, get some fresh flowers. It's, you know, and let the kids get really creative with it. I think they'll really do it. And you can do it every year.
Sure. You can definitely change it up by having one year, your child number one could be the chef.
Sure.
Year number two, you can be the waiter or something.
And after a while, you'll be able to have a sommelier in there, too.
That's
when the kids get older.
That's true, yeah.
That's what mom really wants.
So, actually, the first week in, full week in May has actually been very busy. We have not only Nurse Appreciation Week, but we have Teacher Appreciation Week that's wrapping
up. Look at what the teachers have been through this past year. They had to totally retool what they do. You can't work from the buildings anymore. You have to work from home. You have to get a new business, plan mm-hmm. for the kids. God bless these people. I don't know how they did it.
They also have to, it's kind of hard to... keep their attention, excuse me,
yeah,
when you're dealing with some of the kids that are in the classroom. Some of them are doing it virtually. So here is, we're boiling down to, Margarita Resorts really wants to give you a chance to thank your teacher or your educator with a much-needed 7-night vacation.
Wow.
At the new Margaritaville Beach Resort in Nassau, Bahamas.
7 nights, exclusive, and they're gonna throw a lot of things in this package too.
Yeah, spa sessions, two-bedroom buffet style suite, dinner, breakfast, $1,000 travel voucher.
Wow!
And also they're gonna have additional 15 winners that'll win a 5-night stay at one of the Margaritaville resorts as well. So,
and that's for four adults. This grand package right there, the two-bedroom Jimmy Buffett suite with a breakfast and classy dinner and all, and then the $1,000 travel voucher. Thank you.
Yeah, very nice. You have until June 24th to go to margaritaville.com/educators to upload a photo of the nominee, which is the administrator, teacher, or school counselor, or even the bus driver.
The bus driver, sure.
With a caption as to why they deserve this trip. And then the winners will be selected based on a range of criteria, including a number of votes and social media shares. So there is some of that marketing involved.
Sure.
But hey, a free trip to give to your teacher who deserves it. I think it's not bad for you to at least give it a shot.
All right, now we've solved a lot of problems here this morning, but we're going to get to one problem here that I'm not sure science has even solved yet. But we've got some ideas, and here's the question. Chris, why do cats love to knock things over?
Because they're a-holes, and at times, what's going on. But come to find out, believe it or not, according to cat experts, the reason why cats knock stuff over is because it's fun for them.
See, that's why I wish they had facial expressions. You could tell if they're grinning at you or have that evil grin. They just stare at you while they're doing it sometimes, just to kind of see the look on your face.
Yes, and here's why they do that. You think they're out in the wild, and cats, all cats, they play with things, and what they're trying to do is learn from them. So if it moves, great. If it makes noise, even better.
Well, if it moves and makes noise, my God, this is fun now.
If it does both of them, oh my gosh, I just won the lottery type thing. And so once they found something that's fun for them to bat around, they'll keep playing with it, in essence thinking it's prey.
Yeah, and here's the deal. And they'll play with it till it dies or get bored and then move on to the next victim. We used to have a cat named Ralph, who was feral. She never really got the domesticated part. But she'd go on a 3-yard killing spree and then come back and use the kitty box. I mean, come on. Yeah, you're tough.
Do you have a warm towelette, please?
Don't bring me any more birds. She brought a bat in one time.
Oh, jeez.
She brought a bat in, okay?
Wow. How'd you get that out?
Well, I'm waking up in the middle of the night. I believe I wasn't clothed, and the bat was... going around the room, and literally Ralph leapt up, and I believe she could fly, grabbed the bat. I ushered them both out into the screen porch and shut the sliding glass door, and I found the bat 2 days later still alive out there. Yeah,
oh, my gosh.
I'm still having nightmares over this. This is Ralph Mengele, my cat.
Wow, that's horrible. Horrible.
Yeah, that's a kitty.
Well, here's what's going on where you can... So now you understand why cats do this, because it's fun. And then also we kind of feed into this. So they knock something off the counter, let's say your glass of water.
Right.
You come racing in and you scold them and you clean up and you scold them again. Well, keep in mind, cat has no idea what you're saying. However, you're giving them attention.
Yeah, so it kind of works. They love to see you come in and go, hey, look at this one. Watch this one.
Mm-hmm. So you can kind of see if you're kind of feeding the habit if you're doing this. So there's some things that you can do to kind of stop the fun if you're bored with it.
Okay.
One of them is to give them some toys that are, you need to play with them and just kind of wear them out. Anything that won't let them play, anything that'll bat around and makes noise will work. worked for them. The second thing is to get a cat tower with some elevation. And here's why. In the wild, sitting or lying on a high location not only provides them a better vantage point to find prey, it also protects them from predators.
Yeah, they can see them coming a long way away. Right.
So again, anxiety, cats will do weird things when they're anxious. So give them a place to relax, and giving them a high vantage point or a low vantage point or something different is a good thing when you get a cat tower. And then this is the hardest thing. When they do knock things over, you need to stop going in and scolding them. You need to just kind of mellow out a bit. Let them go and do something else, and then quietly clean up the mess.
Don't give them the satisfaction that, that my whole plan worked. I broke something, and this guy came in, the food guy came in, and I've upset him.
So the idea is that they'll get bored of doing this because they're not getting the reaction you want, and therefore that'll stop. So there, that's our show for today, Friday, May 7th, 2021. Of course, we're live Monday through Friday between 5 and 10 on 98.5 KTK and right here on the Odyssey app.
Hey, this weekend, why don't you go get the shot there? Hey, why not? I'm still wearing the mask, too. The sun is always shining, friends, and we'll see you bright and early Monday morning.